1-1. McCann on the young season hitting .286. He's 4-for-14 with a couple of runs batted in. The 1-1. Swung on and tipped foul. Got a piece of, I couldn't tell whether it was the catcher or the umpire on the way back. Probably Contreras. He's in front of the umpire. More in the line of fire, and the count goes to 1-2. William wasn't very bothered by it. One out, nobody on. From the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. What a dazzling first time through the batting order for Freddy Peralta. He strikes out 6 of the 9 Orioles he faces. And he's gotten the first 2 on Ortho ASAP strikeouts here in the third. And he's using the whole repertoire. You know the fastball is great. The strikeouts this inning have come on a slider and a change. Now Gunnar Henderson takes low ball 1. This is electric. Freddie had 7 strikeouts total against the Mariners in his last start. Already 6 tonight, and he deals in at the knees. A changeup taken by Gunnar Henderson. 1-1 with 2 out. 4-0 Brewers in the pitch. Just missed outside 2-1. Yet a flawless second inning, trying for a flawless 1-2-3 third, brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Proud partner of the Brewers. 2-1 pitch, Henderson grounds one towards first. No, lines it, and it's caught by Hoskins at his shoe tops. It was hard hit. It was a low liner, and Rhys Hoskins smothered it before it ever hit the dirt, and that'll retire the side. So Henderson is gone, and Peralta continues to motor along. By the way, Carbless, you can stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game at your home or for your next tailgate. Liss is more. We're headed to the fourth, 4-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. All Brewers games are on sale now. Get any ticket for any game all season long, including all new giveaway games, theme nights, and community nights. Wisconsin vs. Fridays, and every big-time matchup. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Lead 4-0 into the fourth at Camden Yards, and let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Andrew Monasterio to begin the visiting fourth against the big right-hander Tyler Wells, and he drops a curveball in for a strike. Monasterio walked part of the 3-run second inning. His first start since the season opener. Takes it high, and the count evens at 1-1. Andrew hadn't started any of the previous 10 games. Pat Murphy changing up the bottom of his lineup tonight, and it has worked out perfectly. getting a lot of production from Sanchez, Monasterio, and Ortiz. Count goes to 1-2. Let's get you a safe driving tip brought to you by Schneider's Professional Truck Drivers. Distracted driving puts everyone at risk. Stay focused and drive safely. One ball, two strikes on Andrew. The pitch, big swing, and he fouls it straight back into the screen. Joey Ortiz will follow, and then Jackson Churio at the top of the order. Wells has already gone up over 70 pitches thrown. He's only recorded 9 outs. First time he's ever faced the Brewers, and they've had success against this right-hander. The 1-2 to Andrew. Swing and another foul straight back into the screen. Good rip at an elevated fastball. Six-foot-8-inch, 260-pound right-hander throws, and he misses with a curveball low and away. The count evens 2-2. Wells was originally drafted by the Twins, and the Orioles got him in the Rule 5 draft. He has stuck with them now for 4 years in the big leagues. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Right side of the infield into the night sky. A play for the first baseman, Ryan O'Hearn, drifting into foul territory. And right by the coach's box, he squeezes it for the first out. It's kind of the way the Orioles have built a lot of shrewd moves. A couple of guys through the Rule 5 draft. A lot of good draft picks. Early ones, of course. Made some good trades. Then all of a sudden, they've got a team that won over 100 games a season ago. Joey Ortiz was a member of that team. Of course, coming back to the Orioles in the Corbin Burns deal, and he had an RBI triple in his first at-bat against his old mates. Takes outside for ball one. One out in the pitch. Outside corner with a changeup, 1-1. The Orioles put up a message a few innings ago, between innings, welcoming back both of the guys who were traded to Milwaukee, D.L. Hall and Joey. He swings and pops it over the screen, foul off the end of the bat, 1-2. Ortiz got into 15 games. That's it with the big league Orioles. D.L. Hall had a little bit more extensive time with Baltimore for a couple of years. 1-2 pitch is low, and it's 2-2 as he took a changeup from his former teammate Tyler Wells. Corbin Burns is going to pitch for the Orioles, at least scheduled to, on Sunday in the finale of this series. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball a little bit high. That was a curve, and it just barely missed coming in at the letters. Good take by Ortiz, and it's a full count. He'll use his timeout. One gone in the visiting fourth of a 4-0 Milwaukee lead, opening up this three-game series. Wind blowing out. Wells ready, and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cut fastball that was elevated up out of the zone, but Joey chased. That'll be the third strikeout of the night for Tyler Wells. Two gone, and Jackson Churio to the plates. Get a Brewers City Connect Tumbler Cup when you come to the game at the end of the month against the Yankees. A couple of homestands away. Saturday, April 27th, courtesy of Quick Trip. Churio fouls the pitch back up over the screen. He took a big rip at a cutter, but he's behind 0-1. First 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates take home the tumbler on the 27th of April against the Yankees. Grab your tickets at Brewers.com. Churio has struck out twice. Takes one that bounced in there. Curveball that hit a couple of feet in front of the plate. Wells is ready, the 1-1. Off the plate outside on a fastball, 2-1. Brewers. Brewers trying for a third straight win. They dropped the opener of the road trip and then won the final two in Cincinnati. 2-1 pitch. Changeup taken low by Jackson Churio, and he's in the driver's seat here. Three balls and one strike. What a great start to the season for these young Brewers, led by guys like Jackson Churio. 8-3. The 3-1. Big swing, and he fouled it off. Got a changeup that was out over the plate, but he just barely nicked it. And we've got another full count. Second in a row. Wells has really had to work. 85 pitches with two out in the fourth inning. He's ready in the 3-2 pitch. Churio swings and dribbles one foul wide of the chalk third base side and stays alive. That 8-3 record, that's tied for the best in the National League. Five games above 500. Only teams that are that good in the NL, the Dodgers and the Pirates coming into the day. Leading 4-0 tonight in the fourth. 3-2 again. Swung on and chopped foul again. He got a changeup and hit it on a hop back to the backstop to Jackson Churio.
And by winning percentage, it's the best in the National League.
You sign up for that any two-week stretch, but especially the first two-week stretch. 3-2 again is fouled off again. That one hit him in the leg. Another changeup from Tyler Wells. He keeps trying to put Jackson Churio away with that pitch, and he keeps just smothering it into the dirt. That one went right off of his instep inside the batter's box. He gets a few extra moments here to hobble around. Yeah, what a great first 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks ago today that the season began. Bases empty, two out. Wells another 3-2. Swung on and popped foul again by Churio. This one coming up over our heads.
Wells is going to throw his 90th pitch here. Baltimore got in late last night, played extra innings at Fenway. Get into that bullpen early.
This will be the 10th pitch to Churio. 3-2 again. Swing ground ball to second base. He hit it right at Jackson Holliday, who bends low to scoop it up. And Jackson throws out Jackson. Inning is over. Churio battled for those 10 pitches but is retired, and that ends the top of the fourth. We're headed to the bottom half. It's 4-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It'll be 2-3-4 for the Orioles against Freddy Peralta, who's been flat-out dominant through the first three innings. He's got a 4-0 lead with which to work. Colton Cowser, Anthony Santander, and Ryan O'Hearn trying to change that. Don't miss George Webb's Double Play Meal Deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Red hot Colton Cowser, he's the only Oriole to reach. Doubled in the first inning, and he'll take a strike right through the heart. In the series where they just swept the Red Sox, he was 6-for-13 with 10 driven in. No one pitch. A little bit high, and it's one ball and one strike. And he got his first 2 major league homers in their extra inning win last night. Lane told you earlier, he's smoking at the plate. Peralta throws a slider that misses down and in near the back foot. Just missed it, and it's 2-1. I was talking about all the high draft picks the Orioles have had in recent years. You get high picks in the first round when you're not winning a lot of games, and this guy was one of them. Pitch, outside corner with a changeup. Perfectly placed on the edge by Freddie, 2-2. 3 years ago, Colton Cowser was the 5th overall pick. You don't want to always have those picks, but when you get them, you want to make them count. 2-2 pitch hit, high and deep into right center field. Turning around, Chorio, back track, wall, see you later. Colton Cowser just demolishes his 3rd home run in the last couple of nights, and the Orioles are on the board. It's a 4-1 game in the bottom of the 4th. What a week he's having. Got a slider there from Freddie Peralta and hit it into the seats in right center field. Well, now all 3 of his major league homers have come in about the last 24 hours. And now Santander up there hacking, and he pulls it foul up into the 3rd deck down the right field line, but way out of play. It's nothing and one. There's another name you got to get to know, Colton Cowser. Santander swings through a high fastball, and the count goes to nothing and two. Freddie thinking, that's all right, I've still got a 3-run lead. And he's been in command to this point. Santander popped out his first time in the 0-2 pitch. Lifted foul along the third base side, well up into the seats. This guy's been with the Orioles the longest. 8th year with them, Santander. 0-2. Down in the dirt on a changeup. Bounced in front of the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He had 28 home runs a season ago, did Anthony. Started to rain again between innings. Freddie's 1-2 pitch. Lined the opposite way and foul up into the extended netting down the left field line. And Santander, a left-handed hitter, remains in there at 1-2. Nobody on, nobody out. After the Cowser homer, it's now 4-1. Peralta overhead wind up 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him with an elevated fastball. Number 7 in the K column for Freddie Peralta. That was a 95-mile-an-hour pitch. He has already struck out as many in this outing as he did in his entire game against Seattle last week. 4-0 ASAP. 1 gone. Here's Ryan O'Hearn. Freddie winds and throws, and he misses inside with a changeup. Ball 1. O'Hearn struck out back in the 1st. That stranded a runner. The 1-0 pitch. The lefty takes down and in on a change. It's 2-0. How about this for Peralta now in his 3 starts this year, Lane? He's got 22 strikeouts and 2 walks. 2-0. Here's a strike with a slider. Good one there that O'Hearn wasn't looking for. He couldn't pull the trigger. It's 2-1.
You can go back to the second half of last season and continue those dominant numbers.
2-1 to O'Hearn. Inside corner fastball, 95 mile an hour, strike two.
Brewers coming into tonight had won 10 of his last 13 starts. That goes all the way back to July of last year.
One out, the 2-2 pitch, lined foul back up out of play by O'Hearn.
In that stretch, 7-2 with a 2.54 ERA, 107 strikeouts versus 13 walks.
It's just incredible. Those are Hall of Fame type numbers. 2-2 pitch. Outside on a slider. Tried to come through the back door but missed. And Ryan O'Hearn has worked a full count. Now look, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but those are strikeout walk totals you almost never see at any level. One down, bottom four. Freddie's into his windup. 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Fastball right at the knees and over the outer third. 8 strikeouts. O'Hearn dejectedly walking back to the dugout. Couldn't get the bat off his shoulders. Back-to-back ortho ASAP Ks. After the home run by Kouser, there are two gone. You just get the feeling he's got the ability these days to throw every one of his pitches exactly where he wants it to go. Cedric Mullins up there takes a little bit outside on a changeup.
Yeah, he has a lot of confidence in all of his pitches. You can see it in his willingness to throw them in any count right now, too.
1-0 pitch. Mullins breaks his bat, grounds one towards short. Diving play in the hole by Adames, but he has no chance to get the out. Gets up and makes an off-balance throw that he lobbed to Hoskins, but Mullins was already 3 steps past the bag, and he is safe with an infield hit. Tough break there for Freddie. He broke the bat of Cedric Mullins, but he was still able to get it into that pretty much vacated hole at shortstop. The Adames was positioned up the middle. So it's a 2-out single for Cedric Mullins, and here comes Jordan Westberg. Nothing Willie Adames could have done there.
Now to continue that conversation with Freddie, I think one of the big things we've seen with him versus the early years of Freddie Peralta, and I don't have the numbers in front of me to back this up, but the feeling would be watching his career, I think he's more aggressive early now. He does a better job getting ahead. He'll still get into some 3-ball counts, but a lot less than he used to. And he's just on in attack mode a lot more, and as a result, the pitch count doesn't climb as early as it used to, and he's not walking guys as much.
And I think part of it is there's a mound visit before Westberg bats. Contreras went out to visit with Freddie. He'll give up some homers like Colton Kouser just did a few moments ago, but if you're not walking guys, that probably means there's nobody on base.
Yeah.
Solo homers are okay in this game. There comes Westberg with Mullins, good speed at first, and the pitch lined in a right center field for a base hit. It'll be the center fielder Perkins moving to his left to pick it up. First to third goes Mullins, and Jordan Westberg lobs in a single. And the Orioles get their third hit of the inning. It's a 2-out knock. And runners are on the corners for Austin Hayes. Jordan Westberg was another former Orioles first rounder, hitting it well at the start of his second year in the big leagues. So the tying run, potentially, is in the batter's box. It'll be Hayes, the veteran, who flew out to right his first time. 4-1 Milwaukee, bottom four. Peralta back to work from the stretch. There goes the runner for second. Pitch is outside, and Contreras will not make a throw. It bounced in as well, and so William really didn't have a chance. Jordan Westberg gets an uncontested steal. It's his second of the season, and all of a sudden, a base hit into the outfield could make this just a one-run game. One ball, no strikes on Austin Hayes, a right-handed hitter. Peralta is set at his belt. The 1-0 pitch just missed. That was a fastball, well located, but a touch low. 97 miles an hour on the radar gun. 2-0. And the first real stress of the night for Freddie and for the Brewers. They lead 4-1. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Right in there for a strike. Good fastball. At the knees, and it split the plate 2-1. Let's go O's is the chant you hear. Big crowd at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Runners lead from second and third in the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a tip foul into the mid of Contreras on a slider. Hayes just nicked it. William held on. It didn't matter. It's 2-2 regardless. And now Freddie hoping to put Austin Hayes away. He's got his sign. The red hitter kicks, 2-2 pitch. Tried to check, but he committed on a slider down and away, and he struck him out. Freddie strikes out three in the fourth inning. Eight punch outs, and two men are left. After that strikeout, William Contreras threw the ball into the second deck behind home plate. That was a wild reaction from the man they call Wild Bill. We're going to the fifth. A home run by Couser has made it 4-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. And keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fans, the Brewers just released a block of tickets for tomorrow night's Luke Combs concert at American Family Field. Get more info and grab your tickets before they're gone by going to brewers.com/concerts. See if Lane Grindle has another song to reference from Luke Combs.
I'm out.
I was thinking about it, putting you on the spot.
I know he's great, and I know a lot of people that are huge fans, and he's really gotten big over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
On the country scene.
You and I wish we were there. You've got the play-by-play.
Here's William Contreras. First pitch from the new pitcher, Jonathan Heasley, the right-hander. Bounces down and away in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes on William Contreras. 0-2 tonight. Seven-game hitting streak. Coming into this game for William. 1-0 pitch, slider down and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. A 4-1 Brewers lead. They've out hit the Orioles 6-4 in this game so far. Heasley's 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, and it's 2-1. Heasley's first year in Baltimore. He's with the Royals previous to that in 21, 22, and 23. Making his third appearance of the season. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball that missed a little bit high, and it's three balls and one strike. He's thrown 2 1/3 innings, a hit, a run. It was unearned for the 27-year-old right-hander. 3-1 pitch, and Contreras able to check on a pitch down and away. He works a leadoff walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and now here's Blake Perkins. So the final line on Tyler Wells, 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Brewers have continued this offensive onslaught to start the 2024 campaign so far here tonight in game one of this series. Heasley's first pitch to Perkins, bunted up the third baseline, but foul, and it's 0-1. There is a willingness with these young Brewers hitters, whether it be Perkins or Terang, Ortiz, to square around and put down a bunt that we haven't seen in years. And you just frankly don't see much in Major League Baseball anymore. But these guys have been willing to do it. 0-1. Line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Perkins. Contreras stops at second. And Blake Perkins, who had that huge series in Cincinnati, did not start the game tonight, but he stays hot. And the Brewers have something going here in the top of the fifth with the first two to reach and nobody out for Willy Adames.
You know, he's swinging it so well right now, Lane, that you certainly hope Yelich isn't out too long with the back issue that forced him to leave tonight, but you feel okay about putting Blake Perkins in there.
He's really forcing his way into the lineup one way or another. And that's why Pat Murphy had him in the lineup yesterday before the game got rained out. Ride the hot hand. So here's Willie. Heasley looks back at second in the pitch, and Adames takes down and away with a slider. And it's 1-0. The crowd wanted the call. Pretty good call by home plate umpire Adam Hamery. Just missed. Here's the 1-0. High fly ball deep left field. Hayes retreating at the track wall. Bye bye baseball. Willy Adames makes it fly this time. A 3-run shot. And the Brewers all over the Orioles. It's 7-1 Milwaukee. Adames with his third of the season just missed a home run in the third inning. No doubt about this one. Wow. This team is relentless offensively. And it just continues to put up crooked numbers on that scoreboard. And the Brewers now have scored 7-plus runs in 5 straight games. That is the first time they've done that since they did it in August of 2011. And a visit to the mound by Drew French, the pitching coach. It's brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's a state-of-the-art sports betting venue. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. $100 to Hunger Task Force, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, for that blast by Adames. And here's Frelick. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Loud contact. That has been the theme tonight for the Brewers. Another breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. 5 extra base hits of the 8 hits the Brewers have accumulated tonight. Bounced in the dirt, 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Well, as you mentioned, Willie found out firsthand how hard it is to hit a home run to left field at Camden Yards these days just a couple of innings ago. So he said, I have to hit this one a little bit harder and farther. And he did. He got it out. That's amazing.
One, two pitch. That is a little bit high with the curveball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Brewers had just been all over Orioles pitching so far, whether it was Wells to start the game or now Heasley here in the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Frelick, a ground ball back up the middle. That's going to scoot through and into center field for a base hit. So the first 4 have reached against Heasley here in the fifth inning. Frelick aboard with nobody out for Rhys Hoskins. How about a vibe check? pretty good time to do a vibe check, I would say. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe, Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Easily looking in. Hoskins 2-for-2 today. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a slider off the plate. It's 0-1. In the cinematic masterpiece Anchorman, Brick Tamblyn yelled loud noises. Loud noises, kind of what the Brewers bats are making tonight in this game. Toss to first, and back in time is Frelick. I'm looking at Josh Maurer. I don't think he agrees that it was a cinematic masterpiece.
Quite to the contrary.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right, good. Just making sure you're with me over there. 0-1 to Hoskins. Ground ball to short. Henderson stays down on it. Flips to second for one. On to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And there's two outs. So two down and now Gary Sanchez, the batter. Gary with a loud noise with his big swing back in the second inning. A two-run shot. That got the scoring started. The Brewers have not slowed down. Easley's first pitch to him. He is a curveball in there for strike one. 7-1 Milwaukee. A one. That's rolled foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2. Rain continuing to come down at Camden Yards. It's been sporadic. Would probably be the term for it over the course of the night tonight. It has been a little bit like a faucet. It turns on for a while, turns back off. Currently on with the wind blowing out toward right. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball to short. Henderson gets around it, fires to first. Low and not dug out. It goes into foul territory up near the tarp. Up that right field line, and Sanchez turns first and ends up at second with an error that should be ruled on Gunnar Henderson. Boy, that was a routine play for Henderson. And with Sanchez running, he had plenty of time. And the throw is low and in the dirt. And O'Hearn couldn't scoop it, and it would have been a miracle if he did. So Sanchez ends up at second. And now here's Andrew Monasterio. Easily kicks and delivers, and Monasterio, a ground ball to third. Going to be a tough play. Scooping it and throwing to first in time is Westberg. That's a really nice play by the Orioles third baseman, with Monasterio busting up that first baseline. He still got him by a step. Brewers get three more with a three-run shot from Willy Adames. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 7-1. Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Brewers with a 7-1 lead over Baltimore here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Make after-school plans for Brewers games with $9 student special tickets. High school and college students can take advantage of this offer at any weekday home game courtesy of UW Credit Union. Grab your seats today at Brewers.com. A 7-1 Brewers lead in Jackson Holliday. You hear the big ovation. He leads off the bottom of the fifth, still looking for his first hit of his big league career. Freddy Peralta, first pitch, a swing and a miss. Wonderful changeup again from Peralta. And Holliday chased after it. It's 0-1. Freddy coming right back after him. And he caught the outside edge of the fastball at 96. It's 0-2. And Jackson Holliday learning what it's like to face a bona fide ace in Major League Baseball with the way they can spot it. 0-2 is high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Pat Murphy, great story about Jackson Holliday in our pregame show today. When the Holliday family lived with him in spring training of 09. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And Holliday strikes out for the second time tonight. And he has started his career 0-10 with six strikeouts. Freddy Peralta now into double digits for the first time this year in strikeouts. That was his 10th. And there's one away for James McCann. Peralta's first pitch to McCann flared into shallow right field for a base hit. So 14 years difference between Holliday to McCann. And McCann flips one into right, and he's 1-for-2 tonight. So a man aboard now, and Gunnar Henderson coming to the plate for Baltimore. 13th double-digit strikeout game of the in the career of Freddy Peralta. Freddy kicks, delivers, and Henderson swings on it and fouls it back into the net. It's 0-1. Jackson Holliday, amazing talent. Nobody can dispute that. There's a reason why you're in the big leagues at 20 years of age. 0-1. Popped up into shallow left. Racing out there is Joey Ortiz, the third baseman, to make the catch. And there's two outs. But what Jackson Holliday is going through, look, it's his third game in the big leagues. But nobody wants to start 0-10 because you start thinking about it. And you start wondering, when's that first hit going to come? And that's usually when you start chasing pitches out of the zone a little bit. And I wouldn't say that you're seeing that yet. Way on Jackson Holliday, but he's going to start thinking about it here pretty soon. Here's Colton Cowser, who is thinking about nothing but hitting the baseball hard these days. He takes inside. It's 1-0. Pitch. That's a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Well, that changeup has been a really good weapon for Peralta against lefties tonight. Runner at first and two down. 1-1. That's high. Two balls and one strike. 7-1 Brewers. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Baltimore. Two-one pitch. Missed high. It's three balls and one strike on Cowser. Peralta might be pitching him somewhat carefully. Not giving in to him necessarily, but not as aggressive as normal. 3-1. Broken bat, little flare to third. Squeezed by Ortiz. And the inning is over. So Peralta puts up yet another zero. He's given up just one through five innings so far tonight. We go to the sixth. 7-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Bob and Tony discuss All-Star Franks.
You know, there have been a lot of great Franks in the game. Big boppers like Frank Thomas, Frank Robinson, and Frank Howard.
How about Frank White and Frank Malzone?
Oh, yeah, and don't forget Frankie Frisch.
And let's not forget Frank Viola.
On the hill, give me Frank Tanana.
But none can measure up to Usinger's Frank Furter, the greatest Frank of them all.
Oh, Frank Furter. I used to room with him back in Philly.
What?
Oh, great guy. Couldn't catch it all, though. No hands. Get it?
Look for Usinger's at your local grocer.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Brewers with a 7-1 advantage as we go to the top of the sixth inning here in Baltimore. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Catherine Schmitz from New Berlin. Catherine will win a gift card jackpot of $50 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Heasley back out there on the mound for Baltimore. And the first pitch to Joey Ortiz is a big overhand curveball in there for strike one. Ortiz, 1-for-2. RBI triple and a strikeout tonight. A one pitch. Ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. A multi-hit effort tonight for Joey Ortiz in his former home ballpark. Ortiz just continues to hit. He's been tremendous on this road trip. That is his fifth hit of the road trip. He came in 3-for-8 on this trip. Now 2-for-3 here tonight, and it goes to the top of the order. And Jackson Churio, who's 0-for-3 so far tonight. Heasley kicks and delivers and misses down and away, and it's 1-0. Churio with a hit in 9 of his first 10 games as a big leaguer. One-oh delivery. And that curveball missed low. It's 2-0 on Churio. He's got a great count to try to do something. Wind has shifted. More blowing in now. Or maybe blowing across and out to left as we look at the flags. Still raining here in Baltimore. 2-0, nailed the outside corner with a slider, and it's 2-1. Yeah, you get a little help out to left if you get one in the air now. There goes the runner. 2-1, breaking ball, hammered foul, straight down into the dirt up that third baseline. It's 2-2. And he had one to hit there. That was a hanging curveball on the inner part of the plate, about thigh high for Jackson. And he took a home run cut, and he just swung on top of it. Ortiz with good speed at first base. Heasley out of the stretch. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball at the very top of the zone. And Churio strikes out for the third time tonight. So one away, and here's William Contreras. Walked back in the fifth. two batters before Willy Adames launched a three-run shot out to left. Heasley brings home the pitch. And Contreras, a fly ball out to right. Kowser's back at the track. At the wall, gone! William Contreras flies one out of here. A two-run shot. It is 9-1 Brewers. A dramatic way to extend your hitting streak to 8 games for Wild Bill. And the Brewers all over the Orioles in this series opener here this evening. Another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. A two-run blast. And now here's Blake Perkins. And Heasley misses away. It's 1-0. This is staggering what the Brewers offense has been able to do to start this season. And Catherine Schmitz from New Berlin, congrats. You are a winner in our Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. $50. You're hoping for a few more big swings here in the top of the sixth. Perkins takes a called strike and it's 1-1. Easley's pitch, swing and a miss at that curveball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Contreras got a fastball at 93 and got it up and out of here to right field. 1-2, swing and a miss. Chased a curveball down and away. Did Perkins. A couple of strikeouts in the inning now for Heasley. And ooh, now we've got some conversation going on between Willy Adames and James McCann, and now the benches have cleared. As Willy Adames came to the plate, he and James McCann having words, and the benches cleared. Umpire's quick to get in the middle of it, and Willy is fired up right now. Pat Murphy standing there making sure nothing happens. The bullpen's on their way in. Nobody likes it when they're getting beat like the Brewers are beating the Orioles tonight, and frustration boiling over probably for McCann behind the plate. And he probably said something that Willie didn't like as he came to the plate. Willie being guarded by Nestor Corridor away from the action right now. Pat Murphy and Brandon Hyde are talking. And I'm not sure exactly what's being said there, but the umpire is standing close by. I don't think Pat Murphy's overly pleased. Brandon Hyde doesn't seem overly excited about what's going on. And only thing I could read there was whatever Hyde said, it looked like Pat Murphy just calmly said, "You're wrong." And now everybody headed back to the dugout. Now Quentin Berry is coming over to talk to James McCann, but that's a calm conversation. Nothing dramatic about that. I think Quentin Berry's just trying to get the download on what happened. Because before you could look up, Adames and McCann were in each other's faces, and it really looks like it was McCann that started it. He greeted Adames as he came to the plate and probably said something about his last home run, would be my guess.
That was what I was thinking, Lane. And it takes a lot to get Willie worked up the way that he got worked up. You know, he's about as even-tempered and mild-mannered as it gets. So whatever McCann said to him, it had to be something extraordinary. I think it caught Adam Hamery, the home plate umpire, even off guard, because Hamery didn't get between the two for a good 5 to 10 seconds at least. And then the situation escalated rather quickly after that.
Yeah, the best guess would be that something with Adames's home run in the fifth, McCann took exception to. I didn't notice anything outside of the norm of what we see in this game. Both sides have been warned. And now Pat Murphy saying, why? Why are we being warned?
Sosa. And then now Pat Murphy slowly making his way back into the dugout. But I think Pat Murphy's argument is, why are we being warned? It was their guy that got in our guy's face. And everybody stays in this game. It never got close to even anybody really making contact with each other. Everybody got close in terms of face to face, but for the most part, the temper stayed pretty under control in this one. And now Adames being greeted by the fans here at Camden Yards as he comes to the plate. Nobody on, two outs, a 9-1 Brewers lead. First pitch to Adames is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Willie's had a good night, 2-for-3, a double, and a 3-run home run. A one pitch is low. Came back with another curveball. It's one ball and one strike. That seems to be the only pitch that Heasley really has any confidence in at all right now. A ball and a strike on Adames. The pitch outside with a slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Brewers with 9 runs on 11 hits tonight. 2-1. Slider missed low, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Heasley kicks. 3-1. Swing and a miss. He took a huge cut at a slider. Willie was trying to get the last lap there. And the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Ground ball. Deep in the hole, it's short. Backhanded by Henderson to his feet. The third to first, not in time. And Adames will reach with an infield single. 3 hits tonight for Willie Adames. And it might not have been the exclamation point he was looking for, but Willie gets the last laugh in that at bat. And now here's Sal Frelick. Frelick 1-for-3, single for him back in the fifth. Heasley brings home the pitch, and Frelick looks at that curveball low. It's 1-0. Pitch way inside, moving up to second on a wild pitch is Willie Adames. It swept Frelick off of his feet, and he hit the deck, and the ball ended up over by the on deck circle. So 2 balls and no strikes on Frelick. Brewers trying to add to a 9-1 lead here in the sixth. 2-0 pitch. Way outside, it's 3-0 on Sal. Reese Hoskins in the on deck circle. Heasley, the pitch. 3-0, right through there for a strike, it's 3-1. Saw the replay of the Adames home run. A little bit of a bat flip in there, but you see that every night in Major League Baseball. It was not anything overly egregious. 3-1. There's a strike. It's 3-2. That was a byproduct of a 9-1 score as much as it was anything that Willie did. Easily 3-2. Ground ball deep in the hole. Right side, it's going to scoot through and into right field. Adames around third, he's headed for home, and he slides in there safely. Frelick will go to second on the throw. He just pulled that ball through the right side. It got past Jackson Holliday and into right field, and the Brewers lead it 10-1. Sal Frelick with another base hit and an RBI for him. He's got a 2-hit night. And now Drew French out to
visit with Jonathan Heasley again. It has been some kind of night offensively for the Brewers. 10 runs on 13 hits. Trips to the mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. This has been some kind of performance.